From the YPR studios in Billings, good evening. I'm Bree Ripley. Thank you for joining me. An appeals court granted a request yesterday from President Donald Trump's administration to halt a plan for new pollution controls at Utah's oldest coal-fired power plants aimed at reducing haze near national parks. The development marks a reversal for the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which last year, under Barack Obama, unveiled the rules and defended itself in a lawsuit brought by Utah and Rocky Mountain Power. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals approved EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt's request to halt the lawsuit while his agency revises a plan that called for new requirements and equipment to reduce nitrogen oxide emissions at two coal plants in Emery County. Environmental and clean air groups expressed dismay over the decision yesterday that they say rejects EPA's own research that showed the plan would have cut down haze near eastern Utah's Arches and Canyonlands National Parks, in addition to other conservation and wilderness areas. The move by the EPA wasn't a surprise. While visiting Salt Lake City and meeting with Republican Governor Gary Herbert in July, Pruitt said his agency was reconsidering the plan. The move is part of a troubling nationwide rollback of key environmental protections by the Trump administration, said Michael Shea, a senior policy associate with the Clean Air Group, HEAL, Utah. The National Park Service will use skilled shooters, capture, and other methods to reduce the Grand Canyon's bison population by more than half. The agency gave final approval this month to the effort to bring the number of bison to around 200 within 3 to 5 years. Park officials say the massive animals are damaging natural and cultural resources. Up to 600 roam the Grand Canyon's far northern reaches and the adjacent forest. Volunteer shooters would be selected through a lottery and have to prove they're proficient with firearms and physically fit. Much of the work would be done on foot. The bison meat would be given to volunteers, tribes, and food banks. A team is expected to develop guidelines later this year. Montana State University officials will ask the State Board of Regents to approve spending to design a new campus residence hall. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the officials will seek approval this week on spending up to $750,000 for the design, and they will ask for permission next month to construct it. The university is looking to begin construction in spring 2018 on a residence hall that would hold 480 students, and officials plan to have the project completed by fall 2020. The university would fund the construction by using the money it makes from dorm and dining hall fees. Officials have not calculated the full cost of the project. The 436-bed Yellowstone Hall opened a year ago and cost over $34 million to build. On Sunday, lightning caused a fire in the Crazy Mountains near Big Timber. Smoke jumpers and a helicopter are working to keep the 500-acre Blacktail Fire under control. It's burning in steep and rugged terrain. However, no structures are threatened. The National Park Service will use skilled shooters, capture, and other methods to reduce the Grand Canyon's bison population by more than a half. The agency gave final approval this month to the effort to bring the number of bison to around 200 within 3 to 5 years. Park officials say the massive animals are damaging natural and cultural resources. Up to 600 roam the Grand Canyon's far northern reaches and the adjacent forest. Volunteer shooters would be selected through a lottery and have to prove they're proficient with firearms and physically fit. Much of the work would be done on foot. The bison meat would be given to volunteers, tribes, and food banks. A team is expected to develop guidelines later this year. A Montana legislative committee heard concerns over a state health department proposal to reduce the rate at which it reimburses Medicaid providers and end some case management services. The Department of Public Health and Human Services proposed the cuts under legislation triggered by reduced state revenues. Lee Newspapers of Montana reports the Children, Families, Health, and Human Services Interim Committee objected to the proposed cuts, saying they did not meet legislative intent. The committee's objection put a six-month delay on the process. More than 100 people lined up to testify yesterday, saying the proposed cuts would harm elderly people, those with mental illnesses or disabilities, and cause them to need costlier treatment or possibly shorten their lives. The governor has also asked each agency to make recommendations for another 10% in budget cuts due to declining state revenues. A new Veterans Affairs clinic is coming to the edge of downtown Cody. The Cody Enterprise reports Sheridan Veterans Affairs Medical Center Public Affairs Officer Christina Williams confirms Valor Healthcare has signed a lease and is scheduled to open mid to late November. Williams says the building on Rumsey Avenue, chosen for the clinic, was one of two locations considered. Williams says the only delay has been the week it took to choose between the two locations. According to the 2010 consensus, 9% of Cody's nearly 10,000 residents have served in the military. Authorities say there was no increase in alcohol-related issues after the University of Wyoming football game since the school began selling beer and wine at War Memorial Stadium. The Casper Star Tribune reports Laramie Police Department Lieutenant Gwen Smith and the University of Wyoming Police Department Chief Mike Samp both say alcohol sales at Saturday's game against Gardner-Webb did not result in an increase of incidents or citations. Samp says there was a slight increase in the number of officers at the game compared to past games, and more have been requested for this week's game against Oregon, given the magnitude of the game and the expected crowd size. University officials announced in November that the school would begin offering beer and wine sales at both football and basketball games. More news and information can be found at our website, ypradio.org. I'm Bree Ripley. Thanks for listening.